coating metal hip implants and heart pumps with diamond may sound like a trend for the rich and famous, but the technology could actually be a money and lifesaver. Why?
Because diamonds are forever, like James Bond said.
Orlando Auccello explains that unlike titanium or steel, diamond doesn't break down from wear and tear. Diamond is smooth and safe for use inside the human body. But until his research, which began at Argonne National Laboratory in Chicago, artificial diamonds have been hard to synthesize in thin film form.
This is the first system that we have set up.
Inside a lab at UT Dallas, Auccello shows off a large stainless steel vacuum machine where he grows his super thin diamond film called ultra nanocrystalline diamond, or UNCD for short. The silver machine looks like a shiny device in a futuristic submarine, and inside, the ingredients to make diamond.
Methane, argon, and a little bit of hydrogen here.
Once the ingredients are mixed, it's time to cook.
And we pass current through the wire and we heat it up to about 2,000 degrees Kelvin.
When the methane molecules hit the hot wire, more than 3,000 degrees Fahrenheit, they crack and produce the carbon needed to grow diamond. The grains of the diamond that form are tiny, just 5 nanometers across. About a billion of them would fit inside one red blood cell. The film, which is grown on a silicone wafer, looks basically like a mirror. It's extremely smooth. And that's why Auccello says companies are using it to coat rotary equipment, like mechanical pumps and mixers.
UNCD coated seals have much lower friction coefficient, so it can reduce the torque needed to run the pump and the cost of running the pump.
The coating is also resistant to chemical attack and body fluids. Not even hydrofluoric acid, one of the strongest corrosive acids in the world, breaks it down. Yogesh Vora is a professor in the Department of Physics at the University of Alabama at Birmingham. He thinks UNCD's biggest impact will be in medicine because it isn't rejected by the human body.
Nanocrystalline diamond is very biocompatible, so you can literally put it on any implant, be it a dental, hip or knee, or be a retinal implant. It will not be rejected. So this is really a unique material.
The first UNCD-coated medical product Auccello plans to produce is a dental implant with a lifespan, he says, 10 times that of the metal-based ones used today. But stealth diamond grills are just the beginning. Auccello hopes to use UNCD to help grow stem cells.
This is a little bit of science fiction for now. But the trip to the moon was science fiction at the beginning of the 20th century, and we got there in 69 years.
In 2013, Auccello, who's co-founder of two companies commercializing UNCD, shared his sixth R&D 100 award, also known as an Oscar of Innovation. Too bad it isn't coded in diamonds. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.